Tonight I learned a trick and I want to share it with the class. If you don't feel like talking and somebody asks you how you're doing, all you say is, I'm. Just I'm. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats podcast, WBCS, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Big Mike.
What's happening, everybody? It's Big Mike. I'm just kidding. I'm back in the studio, ready for a Friday night. We're starting a little late, but if you stuck around, you're in for a treat. We got a great show for you. We're going to talk about a classic movie starring a classic actor. It's Fletch, Chevy Chase. We're going to talk about some wrestling. We're going to talk about whatever else we want to, because this is us, Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. Take it away, Casey.
I'm confused. WBCSA Friday night. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the studio, Big Mike.
Glad to be back.
Sweet Melissa.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sure I understand the opening there.
So let's explore that a little bit.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'm dying.
Get my explorer cap on.
So I'm. So you just say the word. You just say I'm.
Uh-huh.
And then, yep.
Yeah.
How'd you learn this?
In an Uber.
In an Uber.
So I got in the car and the girl said, how are you doing? And I said, I'm good. How are you? And she said, I'm. And there were no
Then there
other
was
words.
Silence.
Yeah, that was the last thing I said to her before. Bye. Have a good night.
Wow. She's on to something.
All right. So it goes back to what I was saying last week. Uber needs a better vetting process. And just like, just hire any weirdo. They're not, you know what? I'm going to just start taking taxis.
I kind of wanted to. I don't even know how you do that anymore. But.
Are there still taxis available?
Yeah, 777-7777.
At Yellow Cab.
Yeah. Yeah, they're around.
I'm going to have to try that.
It's a weird thing. Uber's gotten just downright weird.
Like the way that I am, I my gut was to say, you're just I'm, like, there's nothing else. Like, and I almost did, but then when you just say I'm like, maybe I don't want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah.
So I didn't ask.
Yeah, very, very, very strange behavior.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah. Tales from the Uber.
Yeah, tales from the Uber, that's for sure.
Is that kind of like taxi cab confessions?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Kind Something of. Like that.
Or is it, what was the one? Cash cab?
Oh, yeah.
Cash cab.
That was fun. Maybe I should just start playing.
Or bang bus? That's something different.
That's something different.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's public transportation.
Like WBs, yes.
Melissa was lost on the bang bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look that up later, Melissa. Yeah. Or you can look it up now if you want.
Yeah, Google that in a workplace environment.
Yeah, do that.
And have your speaker up.
Cranked up all the way. Go ahead. Bang bus.
Wait, is it real?
Mm-hmm. Better yet, you tell us.
I'm really nervous.
Yeah. Are you putting it in?
Well, there's a bunch of X's.
Oh, well, that can't be bad.
Maybe that's liquor, you know, because on a moonshine jug, there's a bunch of X's.
That's true.
Holy shit.
Is it moonshine?
No.
All right, folks, we got it heard here first. It's not a moonshine jug.
Did you know that there is something on your Google that is called safe search?
Yep.
Oh, I
I just turn it off because I don't want to be safe.
Well,
I like to be
seen
reckless.
It before, until now,
yeah.
It's checked off blur, whatever that means.
And then it's that's like my phone has 14 viruses now.
Yeah,
from well, just I mean, doing every website is porn, and more.
Whoa!
Porn.
Wow!
Jeez. Wow! You don't say.
you searched wrong.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, but is this
Bang Bus was about buses getting in accidents.
Yeah. What are you looking up?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these are like the demolition derby buses.
Yeah, so like school bus figure eights.
Yes.
at the racetrack?
They go bang into each
other. Bang into each other. Yeah. So what are you looking at?
Nuh-uh, you're lying.
Listen, why would you say that we're lying?
I mean, this is ridiculous. Look, you haven't seen Big Mike in a week, and then you're just going to sit here and call me a liar right in his face?
Right to my face, Casey.
I mean, horrible.
Right to my mug.
You're kidding. You're not lying. You're kidding. Everything on here is porn.
Well, you
Casey and I don't partake in any of that. We partake in school bus figure eights and buses crashing into each other.
Yeah, that's
about it.
If I click on
that's
images,
kind of porn I'm into.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they meant by blur. When you go to images.
Oh yeah, that's probably good.
Good thing that there's no screen, no TV on radio.
Yes.
Did you unblur it?
No.
You're going to see school buses crashing into each other.
No, yeah. I'm not.
Pretty sure. They're pretty graphic accidents.
They are graphic.
I'm not. That's why I left the blur on, to see if any of the unblurred
ones. Well, then you can imagine how bad those buses are.
They get banged up, all right.
Yeah, they. I mean.
Sometimes from the rear.
Yeah, right in the muffler pipe.
Oh, boy. Oh, the Villages now offers the bang bus. Holy shit, I'm not even kidding.
What?
Well, the Villages offers anything.
That was worth it. It says bang bus across the side of it. It's complimentary.
Wow. See, well, we were telling you it's all about school buses, buses crashing into each other, not pornography.
I mean, it does look like they're going to run right into those golf carts.
See, that's the bang. And it's a bus.
Oh my God.
Right, Case?
Yeah, no doubt.
School bus, bang bus.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that was probably a retired bus that's in the figure eight circuit.
Oh, yep. Lie. Getting banged from behind.
Yep. Or from the side.
Or from the side.
I mean, that.
Sometimes in the front.
The Villages thing was totally made it all worth it.
Why don't you click on that?
That's hilarious. They would offer a bang bus.
The Villages would. You know, they like entertainment.
That they do. That they do.
Oh my God.
I don't know why they wouldn't like motorsports out there.
At first we had a liability concern. This is a marketing guy. But then a resident pointed out that we've never given a shit about any type of liability, so we may as well buckle up and get down.
Bang bus style.
Holy crap. I'm so confused. And that's all they say. There's nothing about what a bang bus is. It's a secret.
Bang bussing it.
That's right. Hey, listen. If you're going to bus it, bang bus it. Bang bus.
Starting so, my own bang bus.
Wow.
Is way harder than I thought.
Well, there you go.
You know, school bus figure eights aren't, you know, for the faint at heart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you think you're just going to just whip a bus around and, you know.
And that's not the case.
Oh my God.
What?
Well, there was not picture, so it wasn't blurred out. Do you have any idea how hard it is to pick up women off the street to have sex on video in your van? That's what's in this article.
Well, I would imagine kind of hard.
I would imagine that's, you know, takes a special kind of person to make that happen.
Special, all right.
Yeah. Have you tried asking ladies of the night?
That would require some dough, though.
Well,
from what I understand, they don't work for gratis.
Well, I guess that's true. If this guy's looking for free, then it's, you know.
Well, he's not doing well.
He's not doing well.
So.
Ew. Absolutely zero people want in on this sex while driving in midday traffic while my wife videotapes.
Well.
Well, at least it's a couple's activity.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of creep factor in that one.
Uh-huh. So that's why we recommend just school bus figure eights.
Yeah, school bus figure eights. Not what Sweet Melissa's talking about.
Sweet Melissa is so confused.
So, moving on.
I made her watch Fletch this week.
Melissa?
I loved it.
Well, it's Chevy Chase. It's hard not to love.
I loved it. Loved it.
I mean, at his peak.
What year was that movie? 78?
No.
Was it later than that?
No, it was in the 80s. I'm going to say that was like either 83 or 84.
Okay.
But it was before he did Three Amigos. But, you know, he'd already been doing some movies. Norm's in it.
Norm.
You know, it's a detective piece, you know. You're kind of figuring out where they're going with it. You know, he's an undercover reporter, you know, that writes like he's like an investigative journalist, you know, and the premise of the story is he's been undercover hanging out at this beach where there's a lot of drug activity and the police are somehow involved, you know, where, you know, the chief had said, you know, that, you know, he's doing it, but Fletcher's character is hysterical. He, like, in the movie, you got to pay attention to the, like, anyone's asking who his name is. He's always like, he's using like famous names throughout the whole movie. And it's really good. And then he's investigating this guy. Some guy hires him to basically murder him. And he's like, well, you know, it's an insurance claim. I'm getting sick. So he thought it was weird. So he's trying to fact find that.
Don't tell him the end.
He ends to a country club. But what I like, he goes to this country club. He sees this guy that was like really rude to a waiter. And then he remembered the name. And then he's like, yeah, I'm with the Goldmans. And, you know, just get me two shrimp plates. And, you know, and he keeps ordering stuff on this guy's tab. Oh yeah, the two steak sandwiches. That's what it was.
A steak sandwich and another steak sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. And that went on for a bit in the movie. And then his dream sequence where he thought he played for the Lakers was a pretty fun bit too. He had a big old afro.
Very Chevy Chase.
And what really endeared me was that Chevy was driving an old Buick Riv.
That's right.
The Riviera.
Classy car.
I would say like early 70s. I would say somewhere around like a 72 to 74. It was big, but it had the big...
the boat tail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. It made me think, especially at the end.
There's not much to hate about a Chevy Chase movie.
No, it's. I mean, you know, he's got a certain style of humor. He's kind of dry and witty. He's pretty fast paced with it. Mm-hmm. And the movie itself is structured good. There's a lot of jokes, but there's a good story. The plot moves along. There's not really dead spots. It's, you know, again, it's a detective piece. It's like a whodunit. You're learning about the mystery as Chevy's uncovering it. You mm-hmm. know?
Well, so it's like you're along for the ride.
Yeah, you're along for a ride, which is good.
Thinking you know what the mystery involves, and then it's totally something else.
Yeah. So.
Too. Also.
It's not a movie you generally see anymore made like that.
No. I don't think we'll ever see films made like that again.
Well, yeah, you know, they just not really big fan of comedies lately for some reason. Well, you know, they're looking at the global, and I guess people don't get art comedy, and then they're like, well, we're just not going to make the movie.
Huh.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is weird.
But, you know, I mean, you know, there are cultural divides, and, you know, when they release it overseas, they're not going to get the humor. And
the joke doesn't carry. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think that's what's happened with films. It's not just for our market anymore. It's for the international market. Yeah. And what's funny here may not be funny there because there's no reference to it, no real cultural reference.
There's a line that Chevy uses in that movie that I've used my whole life.
Ooh, and you share.
And it's when he does not have, and he's sitting there, and the guy's like, someone's banging on the door, like, he's like, oh, look at the time.
He had no watch on.
He's got no watch on. He taps at his wrist, and he looks at it, you know.
Oh, it is a classic.
And I've used that my whole life. I've at Liberty borrowed, you know, on that one.
It was very good. I was ready to watch it again the next day.
That's good.
Yep. I still would like to watch it again because you know there's things I miss.
Yep.
Oh, they have to go.
And then there was Fletch Lives. I think we saw that together.
Really?
Again.
We did see that one.
That was like several years later, like 88.
Yeah, it was around the time he did Funny Farm.
Wait, was it like a continuation?
Yeah, it's the same character.
Oh.
So, but it was like several years later.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a long gap.
Yeah, it didn't follow up immediately to the original Fletch.
I want to see it.
Yeah, we can find. I'm sure we can find it. It didn't have like the same punch.
Didn't have the punch of the original.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know, like there's like an eight. Like, all right, there's an '80s movie I really, really love. It's called FX. And then they end up making a second one, and they almost did like beat for beat like the same movie, and it was definitely
what not FX. As good. I don't think I saw that one. What's
FX? Was awesome. It was a literally an 80s movie that no one knew about. All right, so the lead actor was the guy that was in Cocktail, played the other bartender.
Right.
He's like a British guy or something. I believe he's a British actor. But so he plays a Hollywood special effects coordinator, right?
Right.
And some guy hires him to help him stage a murder. Because he's like, oh, you know, whatever.
Murder.
Because I think it had to do with like something to, like a person that had to be put into the witness protection program, right? But instead, the guy gets killed. And so they try to blame him, right? He's going to be the patsy. And then so he's trying to stay out of the hands of law enforcement and of the bad guys that are trying to kill him now. And Brian Dennehy's in it. And Brian Dennehy's the detective, like putting all the pieces together and kind of figures out that the special effects guy is not, you know, the guy that he should be looking for. But what's cool about it is he's using like practical special effects to also aid his getaway and throw people off. Mm. And it's a pretty neat movie.
I think I remember. I never saw the film, but I think I remember hearing of the film.
Very good. I'm telling you, it's of the 80s, it's one of those gems that kind of fall under the radar. It's a fantastic movie. If you haven't watched it, you have to watch it. FX2, I'll tell you right now, it's a bit of a letdown. But in the 80s, if you had one good movie,
there was going to be a
sequel.
And it usually fell flat.
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit 2 sucked.
Oh, yeah.
The only good thing about Short Circuit 2 was the gang, and where they're like, they're going to kick your balls into outer space.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. What? How did that go? Locos.
Were there the El Locos? Is that something like that? Locos kick your ass. Locos kick your face. Locos kick your balls into outer space.
That's it. Locos.
Yeah.
I remember that. We just chanted it.
I know. I don't know.
That's the only good part of the second.
Short Circuit 2. Yeah. And then Johnny Five recites that.
Yes. Later on. Yes. First one's good. That's another movie that probably they made it to like studios like, why are we even making this movie? And it took off. Yeah. A Steve Guttenberg vehicle.
Good old Steve. I was watching, speaking of Steve Guttenberg, this morning I saw, this is on Facebook. Facebook has now shorts, much like TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
Facebook shorts they had from Police Academy, the original, Steve Guttenberg, when he's introduced and he's at the parking lot and the guy pulls up with a white Trans Am.
Yes.
And says, you're going to park under.
Oh, yeah. When he's doing work in valet.
You know, he's working valet.
Yeah.
And the guy with the Trans Am who has a rug on, that's a toupee for those who do not know, was telling Steve Booten, called him butt breath. I found that very funny.
Yeah. And then Guttenberg then like drives the car away, puts it on two wheels and parks it.
I didn't even know it fit. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yep. Butt breath.
Butt breath. Listen, butt breath, you're going to get your manager. Butt breath is what Guttenberg says. Butt breath. I think that's an underused cut down.
Yep.
I think butt breath is kind of funny.
That is a pretty good one.
And Steve Gutenberg's character Mahoney goes, that's a rug. You got a rug on.
Yep.
Funny. First Subway tonight.
I don't know. So, well, you know, Subway has things going on sometimes. So, yeah, hopefully he chimes in later. But he wasn't here. But Big Mike, you're back again.
I'm back. I went to a wedding last week.
Yes.
I went to, like, a wedding with rich folks.
That's always fun to see how the other half lives.
So my nephew married into a very wealthy family.
Good for him.
Absolutely. I was kind of out of my element.
It's always nice to marry up.
And he did.
I suggested to people if you can do it.
So it was a beach wedding. There were two cocktail hours. That's what I enjoyed.
Yeah, you're definitely marrying up for that.
Two cocktail hours. And they had, hey.
My wedding's going to have a cocktail quarter hour.
What does that mean?
That's a quarter of an hour.
That's 15 minutes.
You're marrying down. What I was trying to tell you.
Sweet.
I try to convince like Lady Jill for all of us to get married together. I'm still working on that, by the way. Still work in progress.
And then we could buy the bandit car.
We could buy the bandit Trans Am.
Yeah, we drive away in that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I think you and I would be the only ones that would be entertained by that.
Actually, that'd be cool. Like, you know, they're like, hey, the bandit car, they got like women in wedding dresses again.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right?
Because Carrie.
Yes. Frog.
Frog. She was in a wedding dress when the bandit picked her up.
Yes.
That's right.
And the snowman asked the bandit, is she wearing a wedding dress?
Yes.
She was. What's she wearing now, bandit? Her mind? So anyway, so I went to a rich people's wedding.
Yep.
On the beach.
Yep.
Lady Jill and I. Barb, Aunt Barb. Uncle John, my dad, Big John.
Yep.
My sister, my brother-in-law, I was telling you, this was a very speechy wedding. Speechy. Mm-hmm. Six speeches.
That's five speeches too many.
It's six speeches too many.
Oh, look, that's her baby. Sorry. Remember I said
she... I don't think our listeners care about Fox 13. Unless they're in the Tampa Bay area, which many of you are not.
Yeah. I just noticed the pregnant lady wasn't pregnant anymore, and there was the baby on the outside.
That's usually what happens, Melissa. When you're not pregnant no more, the baby's on the outside.
Yep.
You're a girl. You should know this. That's girl stuff. So, rich people on the beach wedding. Two cocktail hours. I drank for the first time an old-fashioned. I'm not talking about an old-fashioned like an, I'm doing air quotes, an old-fashioned as we refer to it here right. on the show. This was a cocktail with bourbon.
Yep.
Simple syrup.
Wait, what's it with air quotes?
Old-fashioned, Melissa.
I thought it was something. Okay. There was just a, for those of you.
It's a hand job. Okay. It's a hand job. An old-fashioned is a hand job.
Right, that's...
An old-fashioned hand job.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, God.
That was sweet Melissa that she said.
It's a hand job.
That's pretty good, actually. That would be a good, like, little parody song. It's an old-fashioned hand job.
It's an old-fashioned... Instead of it's old-fashioned love song.
Yeah.
Similar.
It's an old-fashioned hand job. What's the chorus? Oh, something yeah. for you and me.
Yeah.
A hand job for you and me. So. This show's off the rails. This is what happens when the show starts late, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a show that's unpredictable. It's Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats when we get started an hour late. Casey, if they needed to get in touch with us to tell us how awesome we are, how would they do that on the Twitterverse?
Well, you could reach us on Twitter at Beer Seats.
That's X, actually, correct.
At X. At Beer Seats, or you can email us at the show at Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. However, if you're nice enough to, you know, download the Naughty Radio app, Naughty Radio, N-A-U-T-I. Did I spell that right? N-A-U-T-I?
Yeah. Yep,
Naughty Radio. You know, and he's got a Facebook page, Instagram. You can message the captain directly and be like, these guys are out of control. And buy some records.
Listen, when your radio show starts talking about hand jobs, you're out of control.
Yeah.
But we're just savoring.
Yeah, Christopher. I was just listening to Christopher Cross, and these guys are talking about old fashioned hand jobs. I'm outraged. So,
back to the story at hand. No pun intended, hand job. I really enjoyed an old fashioned. So it's a bourbon drink.
Yes.
Oh, I enjoy an old fashioned, old air quotes, old fashioned as well, Melissa, just so you know. I enjoy that too. But this was a bourbon drink, and I'm not a big bourbon guy. I'm a whiskey guy.
Yep.
Bourbon to me is a little harsher.
It's yeah. It's got a little bit of bite to
more of a bite. However, in an old fashioned, it goes down easy.
Oh, I thought you were
sure does.
Funny about the bite.
I don't. Well, we're not talking about a blowjob. We're talking about a hand job. So there's no biting in.
Oh yeah.
God, this show's going off the rails. Anyway.
I said, oh, yeah.
Lady Jill would be just
mortified.
Jill shaking her head. She'd be shaking her head at me right now. She shook her head at me earlier tonight. Very hard. Very hard shake. This would be even stronger shake of the head. Anyhow.
But a more
funny one. Yes. So, old-fashioned. I'm a fan.
Yep.
Think I'll be ordering that here in the near future at a bar.
You know, my favorite drink I started drinking at a wedding a long time ago.
What's that?
A French martini.
Do share what a French martini is made of.
All right, here we go.
That's the problem.
Apparently,
it is made many different ways. And when you get it from a wedding, you can't really go back to the bartender and ask how they made it.
Unless that bartender's at the next wedding you attend.
Yeah, well, that was like 20 years ago. So
yeah, it's gotta have something with like Chambord, though.
It's Chambord, and it's
vodka. I don't think I've ever had Chambord.
Oh, it's so
good. Is that a liqueur?
Yeah, it's a liqueur.
It's so good. Chambord vodka and pineapple and or cranberry and or I know I don't like it with champagne. Apparently some people make it with champagne. I do not appreciate
that. Well, that would make sense, the French part sometimes, to give it a little bubbly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, I don't like it like that. But then I don't think that I had it like that either.
Yeah, well.
But something makes it a little frothy on the top. That's
frothy.
I think it's the pineapple, maybe. Like just
it could.
Little.
It could do that. Sure. Yeah. Start mixing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Get a chemical reaction.
Well, if they're like shaking it up in the little canister.
The shaker?
Yeah, when you shaker, when you're serving it chilled. That could certainly create the froth action.
The frothage.
The frothage.
Yep.
So we had two cocktail hours. That means extra old fashions.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I hate weddings. I'm going to say that to begin with. I don't like weddings.
What?
I hate like them. Weddings.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
I dislike them. I do not enjoy them.
What?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Really don't.
And you want to have a wedding with you and Jill.
Oh, that's different because
that's... Do you like weddings or the receptions? Or you just don't like the ceremony and you just want
the reception?
I don't
know. There's too much pomp and circumstance to them. And when they're too big. Now, this one was a small wedding.
Right.
So that made it a little nicer. It wasn't formal. It was a beach wedding. So we wore kind of beachy outfits. I had a shirt that had pink flamingos on it.
Nice.
I didn't wear jeans. I was asked not to wear jeans by Lady Jill and Aunt Barb. Because I usually wear like my dress-up clothes. I'm using air quotes, everybody. Dress-up clothes usually incorporates black jeans.
Sure.
Because I just don't give a shit anymore. Nice. I wore Dockers, but I did wear cowboy boots. So that was there was a concession of cowboy boots. So I felt somewhat normal. After I had a few old fashions, I felt even more normal. I felt like it was,
but all right. But boots can still be formal.
Oh, they're dressy. I wore a nice pair of cowboy boots. It's not like I wore the
you
boots.
You break them in. They're supposed to be real comfortable.
They're very comfortable. Yeah. I wear cowboy boots every day. I wear cowboy boots to work. I wear cowboy boots in my off time if I'm wearing blue jeans. I do not wear them with shorts because that would be kind of gay. And I'm not gay.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
If you're gay and you want to wear shorts and cowboy boots... All the more power to you. That's just not my jam.
But I don't think even a gay man would be like, oh, hell no. I'm not, they're just not going to do that. No. That would just be weird.
Weirder things have happened, Casey.
Well, we are in Florida.
Home of Florida Man.
Home of Florida Man.
There's no Florida men at the wedding, by the way.
Well, that's good.
Or Florida women.
Because it was rich people.
So, it was a good wedding. I went. I don't like it. I did enjoy it. It was for my nephew. My nephew got married. What I did enjoy with the festivities, they did play some disco.
Oh, wow.
And I kind of like disco music. I'll admit that on the air and in real life. And if Big Ed were here, Big Ed would... probably lampoon me.
Yeah, well, he likes a lot of 70s Cher though.
So that like borders on disco.
Yeah.
That he like does? Nips at disco's balls.
Oh, he loves old Cher. When she this was years ago.
Oh yeah. This was early on in our show when I first joined the show, probably.
The first version of this.
Yeah, the original version of Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats, the original. I kind of made fun of it, and I actually offended Big Ed.
Oh.
Yeah, he kind of.
Tim Tam sent a rainbow hearts. Hey, Tim Tam, thanks for the rainbow hearts.
Yes, Tim Tam, the weatherman.
Appreciate that.
Hanging out.
Bucko. If there's anything wrong. So, yeah, I offended Big Ed. Everybody, Big Ed can be offended. As tough and as calloused as he is, which I say that as a compliment because Big Ed's one of my heroes.
Look, he's got to be a tough guy. He's running the Montecito.
It's a tough guy.
Yeah.
So he got a little offended with me making fun of the show.
Yeah. He's like after the show.
Oh,
like,
I got the what for after the show. Classic. And I'm like, Big Ed, I'm just having fun with you. You know, it's radio. It's a bit. But he didn't like that.
No,
he didn't. I danced at the wedding. I'm not a great dancer. Are you a good dancer, Casey?
He is.
I kind of am. Mm-hmm. I have some Latin cred.
Wow. For some reason. I envy that. Maybe there could be a tutorial after the show.
Yeah, I just
but maybe you know,
I just gotta feel the rhythm. I gotta feel the rhythm.
But maybe I'm a little hard on myself. Maybe I'm a better dancer than I think. But what I'm saying, everybody out there, when you're at a wedding, who gives a shit? Yep. Most of these people you're never gonna see again.
Yep.
The only people at this wedding I'll see again is my sister, my brother-in-law, my nephews.
Right.
And my sister encourages my dancing. So whatever. Lady Jill actually danced with me. We danced to Stayin' Alive.
Nice.
We danced to Billie Jean and Margaritaville.
Oh, there we go. Well, I have a picture of your sister, you and I, dancing to AC/DC at her wedding.
Yes, which people thought that was choreographed, actually, Casey.
No. No, that was spontaneous.
That was spur of the moment. You shook me all night long. Was the dance?
Yeah. Just
because AC/DC is not really dance music.
Wait, is that the song that somebody hit my house to, or is it a different one?
Something like that.
I get it confused with one other one.
Wow. Do you see what Tim Tam put?
Oh, Tim Tam's out of control on the message board.
All right, everybody. We got milk, lemonade around the corner. Fudge is made.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like middle school situation right there.
But, you know, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Tim Tam, you're dead on, brother.
Whoa. About
dead on.
You know, it's better that he's bringing that up and didn't hear our earlier topic, he would be losing his mind right now. And let's not even bring that up. Not like
we're just gonna keep moving. We're just gonna keep moving. Keep moving along. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep swimming. That's what Dory, right? Dory said, "Keep swimming. Keep swimming.
Keep swimming."
I'm Dory.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Keep swimming, Dory.
So I went to a wedding. Yes. I hate weddings. I had fun. I danced. Right. I drank. Ate food. It was a pretty good buffet situation.
See, that's what people remember. People remember food at a wedding.
Yes.
Food's important at a wedding. People talk about it.
Let me throw this at you. Let me throw it at
the
you.
Drinks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The food. Here was the menu. It was like barbecue Asian.
Yes.
So we had barbecue. We had pork ribs. Delicious. Pulled pork slider. Amazing.
Yep.
We had chicken wings, love chicken. And they were like grilled chicken wings. They were really good. Just kind of plain. It's just grilled chicken, chicken wings. It was tasty. Then Asian crab rangoon.
Right.
Chicken lettuce wrap. That was fun. Teriyaki chicken. We also had delicious spring rolls. So it was pretty eclectic. It was very delicious.
You're making me hungry again, which I cannot be.
No, that sounds like a great menu.
As buffet.
And you know what, though? Like stuff, hearty meal.
Hearty meal. And
listen, listen, it's a wedding. You need a hearty meal. You got to
You're drinking and you're dancing. Drinking.
Yeah, you gotta have some hearty meals.
You gotta absorb that alcohol.
Yep.
And the fact, here's what I like about a buffet at a wedding. Not that weddings without buffets are bad, because I think all weddings are bad. You can just pick and choose what you want. Mm-hmm. If you want more chicken wings, more chicken wings. If you want more crab rangoons, whatever.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, bang, bang, shrimp. We have bang, bang, shrimp, too.
Well, you scared me when you said bang, bang again.
No, there was no banging at the wedding.
There was bang, no bus, shrimp.
There's no bang, bus, shrimp. Wow, could we invent that? Bang, bus, shrimp? Trademark. We already trademarked that. Bang, bus, shrimp.
Trademark.
Just did it just now. In our trademarking office.
It's already patented, so don't.
It's gonna go on X right now.
Bang bus shrimp. What'd you have? I had bang bus shrimp. Whoa, that's right.
Wait, I thought that was just buses doing.
If I just do hashtag trademark, right, that works.
Yeah,
I think that goes right to the trademark office. Yeah, bang bus shrimp.
Shrimp with nut.
Yeah, that's it. We got it.
Shrimp with nut. What kind of nut are we talking about? Like jism nut, or like, you know, like.
Said he meant nuts. More than one.
Like pistachios.
Probably.
Ew. Oh boy.
That doesn't work. Those are two great things that don't go together. I'm thinking. Right.
So anyway, that's where I was last week. I was at a wedding.
Well, that's good. So. That's a good reason to get out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, you're back.
I'm back. Back in black.
Back in black.
Ready to attack.
Yep. It's good. It's good.
So.
Oh, boy.
You know what I missed last week? Can we kind of dive into WrestleMania?
Yeah, we can circle back on that.
So I don't rehash. What was the take on WrestleMania last week?
I think everyone felt like the first night a little slow in the action. The second night, obviously, great matches, and then, you know, the great crescendo of
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes. And what I had said was it took Roman Reigns to lose the belt in the fashion he had to lose the belt for me to go, you know what? I have to acknowledge him as my tribal chief. Because for basically the kitchen sink to be thrown at him for him to finally drop the belt, fantastic. And I have to applaud. I still applaud it. It was a fantastic finish.
It was a great match.
It was a great match. I got everyone involved and, you know, hey. A guy that was always involved or had other people always involved in his matches.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just how masterfully it put together. I mean, you had months together, you know, months ago that Seth Rollins said, I will be your Shield.
And then here he is. He comes out in his Shield paraphernalia.
It was some of the best story writing.
Foreshadowing
and playing out, and I mean, great finish, and you know, listen to in the press conference afterwards, everyone talking. Yeah, we were all on cloud nine watching. I think everyone was pretty, for the most part, pleased with how everything turned out.
Now let's circle back on the press conferences. So we talked about. Prior to the show, we're having our pre-show meal because we want to be properly.
Oh, got to be well fed.
We got to be fed. We got to have our energy. We got to be fueled up for this situation known as warm beer and cheap seats here on WBCS. I mentioned the press conferences, and Casey, you said you and Melissa look forward to those, as do I.
Yeah.
As part of the big wrestling events. So you mentioned you did not get to see it on Saturday night. I did see it Saturday night, and Roman was in rare form. So still very much in character, where a lot of times in the press conferences, the wrestlers are kind of out of character, and they're just answering questions. and they're being kind of candid about what's happening because we are out of the kayfabe era. Kayfabe is a thing of the past, unless it's during the match. So Roman actually had a reporter kicked out of the press conference.
That's awesome.
So he said, such and such, I forget how it went down, needs to go. And everybody thinks it's, oh, ha, 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 Roman's just being Roman. And he was like, no, you don't understand. She either leaves or I'm getting up and ending the conference, questions.
Did she ask something bad or say something?
I don't know. I don't even think she asked the question, or it was, I don't think it was very apparent why Roman didn't like what she said or what it was. Huh. So I was like, wow, this is pretty heavy. We're still in character. We're not letting go. We're moving full force into Sunday night. And at that point I thought, there is no way this guy's dropping his belt. Mm-hmm. We're just going to have a repeat of what we've had for the last 3 years.
Well, and I was afraid of that because the Sunday prior, when they did the biography on him.
What did you call it, Casey?
I said it was a love letter to him. I was like, there's no way they're going to
that he's dropping the belt after the love letter to Roman.
With every champion saying he's the greatest champion ever. But then I was like, but maybe that was the kayfabe, that biography, having all the people.
Could have been kayfabe right there.
That's what I said.
And I was like, I don't know. But in either case, man, they did a great job of blurring the lines, you know.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of belch change hands. So let me get you this. So get with you on this one. So now Triple H, as I understand it, is completely in charge of talent as far as the direction that the company's going.
He's full head of creative.
So being full head of creative, he kind of really rocked the boat with WrestleMania.
Yep. And I mean, this is really his first WrestleMania. There's no fingerprints of Vince whatsoever. He's in full control.
I feel like, what's his name? I was looking at the message board and all I could think of is Dusty Rhodes. Cody.
Yep.
I think he ends up doing something more business-sided.
You think so?
I do.
See, my thoughts with Cody, I think that we're going to have a little bit of a run here with him as champion. I think he's a very popular champion. I think a lot of the fan base is behind Cody.
Yeah.
A lot of the fan base.
Down the road.
I think Cody definitely, because he was he's so instrumental in getting the AEW off the ground. Mm-hmm. So he has the chops to, you know, run the creative side, the business side of professional wrestling. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think his in-ring days are over yet. I think Cody's got a long way ahead of him. But there was a lot, the belts changed hands. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, Triple H being involved, I think he said enough is enough. Let's kind of shake it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did a couple things before he really shook it up, because he changed just about every belt at WrestleMania. And then, you know, Rhea Ripley just dropped her belt due to injury. But he let belts kind of stay in place to build a little prestige. They were like, almost comical, like the Intercontinental was like changing hands like every week. It didn't even mean anything. You know, he put prestige back into the belts.
Sure.
As they should. They should mean something. It should mean something for someone to earn something. If it doesn't mean anything to earn it, then what does it mean? And that was also why he got rid of the 24/7 belt, because that was just that was a farce.
Right.
Or as Al Gifford would say, or I mean, Al Michaels. That's what you'd say. It's farcical.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just made it up.
I've had a farcical before.
No.
It's a fart on a really cold day.
It's a fart sickle.
Yeah, that's something completely different.
Totally different.
And if you do that on a bang bus, then we're talking about something completely different.
That's that's like a specialty video.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for that.
I think the rivalry with Drew McIntyre and CM Punk.
Oh, it's coming to head.
It's coming to head. I think Drew McIntyre was not meant to have that belt. I think that it's meant to go right to Damian Priest. But Damian Priest in the press conference, again, there was a lot of sincerity. He was genuinely overwhelmed and happy to have that belt.
Yes.
And plans to represent it. And even said, hey, Seth Rollins wrestled often to defend this championship. It's a working man's championship. And he plans to continue that tradition, which I applaud. I applaud.
Yes. Well, you got to like where Triple H has the industry heading. When I say the industry, I mean the business.
The business. And we're not talking about the business like number two. We're talking about pro wrestling.
I mean, on the message board, we're talking about all kinds of business.
Yeah, I can't keep up with the message board.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
It's awesome.
I'm probably better off not keeping up with it and just keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
So.
I said at work I was the Kris Kristofferson of my generation, and then I forgot I was saying it to a younger person.
They probably had no fucking idea who Kris Kristofferson was.
He didn't, but there was an older guy going. Now all I heard him say is, nice.
Wow. Wow. Hey, kids out there, if you don't know who Kris Kristofferson is, Google him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Start with Jesus
was is a Capricorn. Yeah. Jesus is a Capricorn. Yeah. I have that album.
Oh, yeah. No. We spun it here on vinyl.
Hey, before. Jesus and I'm Capricorn too with Jesus. Jesus is my homeboy. Fact. So, any other observations from WrestleMania?
I wouldn't say no, other than, they finally pulled out Jade Cargill. You know, they've been kind of protecting her. You know, she's big. Kind of prospect they pulled over.
She came out. She performed.
Yeah,
she made a name for herself.
Yeah, you'll start seeing her, I think, a little bit more. It was good to see Bayley get the gold.
Absolutely,
well deserved. I mean, she's worked her ass off,
which is pretty big.
And
I like it.
Since she's my
TV girlfriend.
So, I mean. Pretty good overall, I think.
She, you know what was interesting? Did you see that Bayley, this was her first singles match in a WrestleMania. She was always tagging. It was a double.
And then she was actually geared to do a main event, and then that's when she had the knee injury.
Oh, yeah.
So a nice, full circle. For Bayley.
And also the Awesome Truth.
Oh.
Winning the
Awesome
team.
Truth, I think. And then, so we were talking about this in pre-show. So with The Miz and R-Truth, they got a new belt. They got new belts on
Yes.
Monday night.
Yes.
I sincerely think Triple H did get frustrated with R-Truth acting goofy and just left the ring. Again, R-Truth doing his thing to break everybody's character.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see where that goes. There's two really totally different guys, but not different guys, if you will.
Right.
They're both wrestlers kind of pushing the edge in different ways, where R-Truth is kind of the comedic guy. The Miz, he's kind of the Hollywood guy.
He is, but, you know, people can say what they want about The Miz, but he'll be out there every single week. He's a workhorse.
So, again, not a bad direction for the WWE to go in.
No. I don't think so at all.
So, WrestleMania, the insanity is the number of people who attended both nights. Over 145,000, is that correct?
Yeah. No, people are out there. I mean, they're out there watching it. I mean, Philly was a good town. They brought the energy.
And even with the weather being a bit chilly, people showed up. People were there. There was energy in that crowd.
Yep.
They say not as much on Saturday night, which I'll disagree. I think it still had pretty good energy on Saturday night, which was the chillier of the two nights.
I didn't think Saturday was that great, but Sunday made up for it. But also, we were, you know, having fun with the other Casey, etc., so we might not have been paying all that much attention. But I don't know. Sunday night to me was much better.
Well, and as it should be, because Sunday night is, in essence, the main event.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Saturday leads you up. That's the appetizer. And Sunday was the steak and lobster tail.
Okay, so my cousin has a podcast that we were listening to the other day. And he was talking food like that with a movie, right? He was saying appetizer, and then you have the main course, and then you have the dessert. Oh no, maybe it was about their show.
Yeah, I forget what they're all and what that was in reference to. That was funny. Yeah, that's reviews without remorse.
That was funny. Mike was just saying the appetizer was Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, WrestleMania, definitely not a letdown. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, so it was pretty good overall. But, you know, we hadn't talked it with you. We talked a little bit last week. But, you know, obviously you had a couple other things that we didn't even think to talk about last week.
Well, I'm glad to add.
But I believe Sweet Melissa has something for us.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, good. Coming at you live is Sweet Melissa with probably not breaking news, because wouldn't you rather have old news than fake news? So, an article I saw the other day, and this is, I'm sorry, folks that are listening, it's sort of a visual, I think, but there's still a story, and I think maybe we should post it to the X.
The X.
For the picture effect. Woman on the verge of tears films herself desperately trying to not ruin spray tan. Nothing is more real.
Now, so is this the woman on the verge of tears? Was she applying the spray tan?
No, she was in a car.
Okay.
When I saw the picture is the only reason I even read this. It had nothing to do with the subject. And I was just trying to find, I thought she was going to cry because of her spray tan, but apparently they never said what she was going to cry because of.
Did they mention a spray tan in the article?
Yeah, because they were saying that she didn't want to cry because she didn't want to ruin her spray tan.
Oh, yeah. I understand this now. So if she were to cry, there'd be streaks on her face, which would ruin the spray tan. Doesn't that eventually like set? Does it not set where it doesn't become runny? Melissa?
Nah, I've only had one once or twice.
Did you come out orange?
Yes.
Interesting.
And then like...
Did you look like a former president?
Wait, which president are you talking...
A former.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Actually, Chester B. Arthur.
There you go.
William Harrison.
James Madison. Wife's name is Dolly. I think.
So anyways. Sure.
They made snack cakes.
They did make snack cakes. That's probably not right, but I just remember Dolly.
That was the business after the presidency. They're like, fuck it. What can we do now? Yeah. Guess we're making snack cakes.
Yeah, they didn't have speaking tours back then.
No, they had to make snack cakes.
Yep.
So anyway, go ahead.
Well, so like a week after my spray tan, at least the one I know that I had, I still can't remember. If I
Why did you have one you didn't know you had? Like you were like...
I can't remember if I had it.
That's like spray tan rape.
Yeah.
You might want to report that.
Probably.
Right? Am I right or wrong? Because you're getting spray tanned without consent. No means no when it comes to spray tans. No yeah. doesn't mean yes.
You're not wrong. Can't argue that. You're not wrong.
But a week into the spray tan, it starts like peeling at your like,
joints
bends in your elbow. Yeah.
So does it like curl up like bad paint?
No, it like little specks of it come off. Blech. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, speaking of bleh, do you want to see the picture that made me?
Yes, let's see the picture and I'll describe it to our loyal listeners. Let's see.
Oh, I can't wait for you to describe it.
Oh my God. Okay, loyal listeners. It looks the lady looks like she has an ET neck.
She does have a lot of neck.
Very necky, like ET. Her head, she looks very orangey. She looks orange. It looks like she kind of looks like she's pinching a loaf.
She looks like a young tan mom.
Tan mom pinching a loaf. She's like, I shouldn't have eaten all that cheese.
She is making a weird face, right?
Yeah, like she's trying to take a dump and she's kind of constipated.
And there's lines.
With an ET neck.
She has like a line under her. Maybe she was trying to not make a line there, but there's a line there.
Wow.
You know where her head meets her neck?
That's not an attractive picture.
Uh-uh.
That's a lot of neck.
The neck looks browner than her face. Her face looks kind of reddish. Reddish.
Well, I started wondering what sort of medical problems she had. And then I felt
she looks like she's holding her breath or trying to take a poop.
I don't know. But when she has a sore throat, like that's a lot of sore throat she's having.
That's a lot of what's the spray stuff for your sore throat?
Depakote.
She would just blow through that stuff. She'd need like a baker's dozen.
She'd be guzzling. Yeah. She would be spraying, guzzling with a neck like that. Wow. ET neck, gang. ET neck.
Is. So bad.
Face look like she's trying to take a... She's constipated trying to take a poop.
Look, it gets worse. All these pictures get... This one's freaky.
Let's see the freaky picture.
I think it's...
Oh my! She has like... All right.
Easy on the meth.
Melissa, what?
I'll just say it's
so
just,
that so that
gotta
our,
be easy on the meth.
So that our listening public easy can done. Pull this up. What your reference yeah, material?
Can you send me a link?
Yeah.
That story.
It's just not.
I can put it on old X.
We're going to put that up on X, gang.
Yeah.
The ET neck pinching a loaf lady. Try not to cry. what's your reference material?
People.
People magazine, people.com.
I just sent
people.com, folks. People.com.
That was the only picture where she looked like a person.
But she's got like a weird look, like she's.
Yeah, her eyes are coming out of her head, too.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just got to be easy on that.
Easy on the meth, lady.
Yeah, so the article.
Lift up on the throttle. The meth throttle. Do we have another article to share with the class?
Of course we do. But before we go to another one, real quick, just so y'all know, the moral of the story here
is
that, a commenter on her TikTok said, you just bend down so your face is parallel to the ground and the tears fall straight to the floor. I've been there. So now.
Wow. So somebody has experience with spray tanning and crying.
And meth.
And meth. Spray tan, meth, and crying. Special combination.
There's got to be a word to combine them all.
A combination I will never experience.
Right. Not at all. All right. Let's see. Which one do I like best? Well, this is certainly old. So I think we're going to use it.
Okay.
Everyone being weird about Tracy Chapman's fast car.
Do you
remember
wow.
that? That's old.
Oh, all right. That is way old.
Right.
How old is that?
Well, that story, I mean, you're going back to the Grammys. Mm-hmm. We're going back several months, like
February
3 months.
9th.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's like ancient history right now.
Yeah. Ecuador Jeff would not approve.
Well,
Ecuador Jeff was just a wee toddler then.
Hey, this is how busy Sweet Melissa's been at her
other job. So go ahead and hit us up with the article. You already kind of.
I know. I told the whole thing.
Told the whole thing. Kind of broke it. So let's finish it up.
Well, it pretty much was saying it was talking. It really wasn't talking about what the subject was talking about, really, to me. It was talking about what the song meant, which I kind of, it hooked me because I never really thought about what it meant.
Right.
And apparently it like could be about love or it could be about this, that, and the other. But here somewhere, now I don't remember.
Okay.
And, you know what? Actually, I think that I had to dig in another article to find out what song meant. Now I don't remember.
Right.
But people were giving him crap. That's all.
Oh, the.
About the pair singing it. And like it was her song and all this stuff. And I'm like, who cares? It was good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he kind of brought her back to life. I mean, no one was talking about Tracy Chapman until he covered her song
right.
again. Let's be honest. Like, you weren't talking about her. Don't act like, oh, that's your favorite artist. Mm. No, she wasn't because no one's talked about Tracy Chapman in three fucking decades. Mm-hmm. Pardon my French. Mm-hmm. But, and it just gets me fired up. Like all these people are like, oh, that was. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And they're pairing them together for an obvious reason. And partially the Grammys, the best part of the Grammys, when they're pairing people of different genres and generations together, because that's what it's about at the end. It's a celebration of music and, you know, people coming together. And just real quick, folks, we have a special, special guest that's going to join us right now.
Come together.
That's calling in. He was, I don't know if he's there. Mm-hmm. Not there. Hold on. Oh. All right, wait, hold on. Let me finish the introduction. Folks, without further ado, this guy was actually the main part of season two of Whose Cock Is It Anyways? It's Tim Tam, the weatherman.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
Yeah. I had a bush in one episode and then I shaved the next one. Anyway. Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, that is one of the most classic songs of all time. Luke Combs has nothing to do with that song. That is a classic.
Yeah, but I mean, people cover songs. I mean, Led Zeppelin's first album is basically a cover song. but no one talked about Tracy Chapman since, well, when she did Fast Cars until Luke Combs did it.
One hit wonder.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm confused. Are you mad at her or him or who are you mad at?
Yes.
You know what, man? I was more or less calling to appreciate the song in general.
But whose cock is it anyways?
Tracy Chapman's.
It shouldn't be.
It could be, though.
Hey, but who would be confused?
All of us.
Who would be confused? Exactly.
I'm always confused.
No, Tracy Chapman, she looks like she would have a cock, but she doesn't.
You know, that's funny that you said that. That was written actually in her high school yearbook.
Was it?
No, that was her senior quote.
Yeah.
I don't have a cock, but I look like I should have one.
Yeah.
That's a tattoo waiting to happen.
Allegedly.
That's a tattoo waiting to happen.
Oh, yep. Boy.
Well, it sounds like you got a busy weekend getting tattoos.
Yeah. Whose cock is it anyway? Hashtag. Yeah. Tracy Chapman.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't know. All right. On that, I think we hit a peak.
Wow. That's a crescendo, everyone.
Tim Sam, we can't even top that. We got to get out of here. you guys, Big Mike, thank you for coming back. Sweet Melissa, good seeing you. Tim Tam, I'll catch you later.
Hey, guys.
The flip side.
Thank you for having me for this small moment.
Yes, sir.
And it was a small moment, but monumental.
Yes, and I missed the post, but remember, keep the shiny side up,
greasy side down.
Peace. Now children out there, they got no shoes on there.